This podcast is sponsored by Mavericks Western Wear, your one-stop shop for all your rodeo and saddlery needs. Mavericks.net.au.
Yeah, well, sad day for commercial voiceover fraternity, of which I are a member. Scottish-born actor Tommy Dysart passed away, 86.
Oh, true.
Yeah, he best known for Yellow Pages ads where he did the Gogamobile cars, you know, G-O.
Oh, true.
My Gogamobile.
Yeah.
But not the Dart. The worst thing is the Dart. I've got a broken fret. Oh, massive, massive campaign, and everyone knew him for that. Also, Don Smallgoods, he was a butcher. He's Don, he's good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He was also in Prisoner. But, you know, I'd like to be remembered for, you know, an iconic voice like that, because you know,
yeah,
everyone knows who Gigi Orr. That's Tommy. Yeah.
Oh, rest in peace.
Yeah, but I haven't done anything. You know, I mean, I've just done basic, you know, bland ones. The only
you do good ones.
Well, yeah, but you know, none say, oh yeah, he was the voice of, or he's, oh yeah, yeah, I remember. Yeah, it was an icon, such an iconic voice. The weirdest one I ever did was I had to be a teabag.
You had to be a teabag.
I thought that might have gone somewhere, but. You know, I could have been. It was a very short campaign, though. I had to be a Lipton tea bag, and say hi. You know, you enjoy your cup of tea. We're fresh. We're packed every day. You know, but they wanted the tea bag in the box because the worst thing that can happen in a voice session is for the client, the person that you know runs owns the brand,
yeah,
to come in because they say, oh. Hang on a minute. Wouldn't it be better if he was inside the box? You know, the box of tea bags, like he's in a 250 bag box, yeah. not just a tea bag. So can you sound like you're inside a box? I went, okay. And I thought I was going to sound like that. Hi, I'm Teddy the tea bag, and I'm inside the box. No, it's not going to work. So they sent some poor kid out one work experience to get a cardboard box from around the back, and they put the box on top of my head. And I do the whole of it because I'm holding the script up inside the box, trying to see the light inside the box. I'm there, so it's up in there. Hi, I'm on top of the teabag. Yeah, that sounds like he's in the box. Is it sound? They have a 10-minute conference.
Oh,
does that sound like he's in the box? Maybe he's not inside the box. Yeah. Could you make it sound a little bit deeper inside the box? This went on for
amazing.
Yeah, it would have gone on for half an hour, 40 minutes.
Well, there we go.
Yeah, but then in the end they said,
imagine
nah.
Been remembered for it.
They said, we can't understand what he's saying. Just take him out of the box. Hi, everybody, it's Tom the teabag.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so you just go through all that, yeah. No, but I thought that might have gone so you know, I'd have been remembered, oh, he's the teabag guy.
Yeah, teabag
you know,
guy, yeah.
It would be on my headstone.
Ian Corder, he's the guy that did the teabag thing for Lipton.
That's it, yeah, but it never went anywhere. It was just a one teabag gig. gig, I should say.
This podcast is sponsored by Mavericks Western Wear, your one-stop shop for all your rodeo and saddlery needs. Mavericks.net.au.